Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a gentle breeze, making it ideal for a stroll outdoors. Jerusalem sees clear skies, and Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for an afternoon by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the American policy towards Iran, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour, is hesitant to resume fighting despite Tehran's economic crisis. Also, Walla reported earlier today that teenagers evacuated during the Iron Swords War in the Gaza envelope suffer more depression and stress than their peers. Also this hour, an article from Israel Hayom highlights the importance of including women in decision-making roles to improve strategic thinking. Separately, The Times of Israel reports that Lebanon claims an IDF drone attack wounded two and hit an ambulance, but Israel denies the strike. And finally, JNS reports that the Central American Parliament has taken steps to establish an Israel alliance, pushing for observer status. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran's Mohsen Rezai vows Tehran will not compromise under threats, emphasizing military strength and readiness. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, posted a short time ago that Pakistan's defense minister believes the U.S. and Iran are nearing a peace arrangement which would benefit the region. I-24 News English reported just now that Pakistan's defense minister views the potential U.S.-Iran deal as a step toward lasting regional peace. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, Israel Hayom reports that diplomatic sources indicate the U.S. is cautious about reigniting conflict with Tehran. The economic situation in Iran adds pressure, yet American officials prefer diplomacy. This cautious stance highlights the complex balance of power in the region. Turning to the mental health impact of the Iron Swords War, Walla highlights research showing increased depression and stress among evacuated teenagers from the Gaza envelope. These findings underscore the long-term psychological effects of displacement and conflict on young people. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses the inclusion of women in decision-making, arguing it expands talent and improves strategy. This perspective encourages broader representation at the highest levels of leadership in Israel. In earlier reporting, The Times of Israel covered Lebanon's claims of an IDF drone attack injuring two people. However, Israel denies any involvement in such a strike. This incident reflects ongoing tensions and the challenges of verifying military actions in conflict zones. Finally, JNS reports that the Central American Parliament is moving forward with efforts to grant Israel observer status. This diplomatic development signals growing international alliances for Israel, potentially increasing its influence in Central America. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that a dentist from the South is under suspicion for embezzling over 10 million shekels in unreported income, highlighting significant tax offenses. Separately, Katech reports that LinkedIn will close its Israeli Development Center, resulting in nearly all employees being laid off. The center was part of a recent acquisition, indicating changing strategies. And finally, Mariv Business notes that a safety reform in the construction industry will take effect in October. This amendment could lead to increased apartment prices as responsibilities expand for construction managers and builders. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.